You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, because of the coronavirus, this is why we can't have nice things. But the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, has been moved.
Really?
The release, well, fans actually asked for this because people don't want to go to the movies right now.
People don't want to go
anywhere. They don't want to go to the movies. Uh-huh. They've canceled a bunch of stuff at South by Southwest down in Austin. I mean, the stuff's real, okay?
Yeah.
So the producers of the movie moved the premiere to September.
Oh, okay.
But Daniel Craig is going to guest host this week on Saturday Night Live because, you know, he was promoting the movie. Now he's got nothing to promote. Actually, I'm sorry. It's not September. It's November. It's not coming out until Thanksgiving.
Holy moly.
They've postponed it. Yeah.
Well, they can spoof the whole postponing stuff.
This is the first major Hollywood movie to get shelved over coronavirus.
I can't stress this enough, but people, wash your dang hands.
Yeah, no, I think we're getting there. I think we're getting that message out.
But wash them right. Wash your fingertips.
20 seconds.
Not just your hands. You got to wash your fingertips, like in the palm of your hand.
And okay, all right.
And don't forget your thumbs.
Nurse Morgan, your thumbs.
Back of your knuckles.
Okay. I've kind of been doing that.
Scrubby, scrubby, scrubby.
I'm getting wrinkles in my fingers.
Wash your hands. I've been doing it so much. Wash your hands, and when you're done with that, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
And then people will touch their face. Then you gotta go wash your hands again.
Right.
Dadgummit.
Okay, she's gonna get off the soapbox now. Anyway, Jeepers. Daniel Craig will, of course, probably be doing some great James Bond skits on SNL this week. Mm-hmm. Check it out. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Well, let's play a game of Who's Got That Baby Bump.
Ooh,
all right, clue
really?
One.
Really?
Yep, clue number one.
Yeah?
She's a celebrity.
Of course. Hello.
Not a Kardashian.
Okay, that's good.
She can roar from time to time.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about now.
And was on once everybody's teenage dream.
Katy Perry's pregnant?
Little kitty cat. She's going to have a little kitten.
She's going to have a little bloom. She's in full bloom.
She's going to have a little baby bloom.
Yeah, she's going to have a baby bloom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
She's actually been pregnant for a while.
Has she really?
She shared the official news last night on Insta Live.
Yeah, of course.
And she said it's probably the longest secret I've ever had to keep.
Wow.
And she's glad she doesn't have to suck at it any longer. Now, she and Mr. Bloom.
Yes.
Later on this year, perhaps, they're going to get married.
Yeah.
Planning
I mean, you don't have to, but they were planning on it. Everybody's been bugging her about the wedding, and she's been very hush-hush about it. So maybe this was part of that.
Maybe she'll wait till after the baby, maybe before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, she dropped her new video yesterday called Never Worn White.
Okay.
And she revealed her baby bump.
In the video.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So here's the kicker.
Yeah.
She's due in June.
Wow. Wow. That's 3 months from now. She's been pregnant a while.
Yeah.
Holy crap. She's in her third trimester.
Yeah.
Holy crap. How did she hide that? You know, they did a thing, though, a couple of weeks ago on American Idol where there was gas in the wherever they were doing the auditions, and she kind of fainted or something, and they caught that on the promo, and she kind of joked about it. But, wow, hope that wasn't because she was preggers at the time. I don't know. I don't know how long ago they did these American Idol auditions.
I'm not too sure.
It's been a while. My guess is before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But probably some of the newer ones we're going to see.
Well, when they do the live Hollywood Week, et cetera, all that's live. But, now we're going to see her. She probably had to tell everybody because she's getting ready to go on live TV with
a baby
bump.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations to Kitty Cat and Orlando. French fries and ketchup.
French fries and ketchup.
Yeah.
All right, so here's number two.
Wait, there's another one? Holy crap.
She started wearing a short mini skirt costume in her TV show.
Uh-huh.
And now wears tights because, too much leg for primetime.
Yeah, yeah.
She also flies through the air.
Oh, wait a minute.
And can give Calista Flockhart a nasty smackdown from time to time.
What? Supergirl's pregnant?
Supergirl is pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Melissa Benoist.
Yeah. Wow.
Her and her hubby, Chris Wood, they announced yesterday on Insta.
Huh.
They're expecting their first.
How are they going to hide that?
Two announcements on Insta.
Can you believe? Wow. That I believe.
We had three car chases in L.A. last night.
But
we had
everything
two
happens. It's not official till it's. This is the thing now. When you go and you look at these news sites on the internet, and they say it's Instagram official. I mean, that's an official news source now. Is Instagram? Come on, people.
Hey, Los Angeles had a full house. We had three car chases and two pregnancy announcements.
Wow, that is a full house.
For Los Angeles, we had a full house. Melissa even held up a tiny super blue color t-shirt to the photo.
Aw, that's cute. That's cute.
All right, now Chrissy Teigen reveals, not pregnant.
Not pregnant.
She got a boob job when she was 20. And
wow.
Now...
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
She wants them out.
Really?
Does John want them out?
Yeah, that should be the question. Does John want them out?
She says she's not too sure that she'll do it.
Oh, wow.
So she says she got the implants more or less so they'd be perky when doing photo shoots, laying on her back in a swimsuit.
Well, I could see that. What happened in the old days? I'm trying to think back to the old days when models actually, they didn't have implants, and they still did swimsuit stuff. They still laid on their backs, and they still flopped over to the side. What happened to those days? I mean, you don't see
people
that anymore.
Boob jobs.
Everything's perky. Everything's unnatural. Everything's, I don't know.
Are you complaining?
Fake. Absolutely not. I just thought I'd bring that up.
So.
That's all. Just, you know, just for a little conversation's sake.
Well, now that she's had kids, she says that they fill up with milk and deflate, and now I'm screwed.
You know what? Nobody tells it like it is any better than Chrissy Teigen. I gotta tell you that.
This truth. She's not sure she's gonna do it because the risk with any surgery, because she says, this is not the way I wanna die in boob surgery. Lay it out to Chrissy.
There you go. Chrissy Teigen, the world according to Chrissy. Gotta love that. Gotta love that.
She's got a sailor mouth, but she's cool.
Oh, no, she's great.
Yeah.
She's great. And, I mean, she's got no filter sometimes. But
no.
But it's in a good way.
She's fun.
Is anybody offended by Chrissy Teigen? I ask.
Possibly.
Anybody? No, I doubt it. I doubt it. I get more offended by John Legend than I get by...
Man, that bitch got everything.
Who? Chrissy Teigen? Yeah. No. No, somebody else got everything, sort of. Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think she's probably all au naturel.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. At least from what we saw in Monsters Ball. Now, that's been a while.
But has she had to lay on her back and do any, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what they do in those cases? They get body doubles, you know?
This is true.
If you're doing a movie and you got to do a nude scene and you're laying on your back and you're a little uncomfortable about the sag or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or the flop to the side, whatever you want.
Or maybe you just don't want anyone to see what you got.
Well, you know, there's that too, I guess.
I mean, not that there's much left to the
cares.
Imagination.
I don't think anybody cares anymore.
Or your imagination.
Anyway, not my imagination. I got a pretty furtive imagination. Furtive, is that a word? Again,
oh,
comes up in my
Lordy
conversation.
Geez.
All right, but congratulations to our two new moms-to-be and their dads-to-be.
Great.
From all of us here at the Who Cares News. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.